Blog Talk Radio.
This is Prophet Michael Shakespeare, and we are live in the studio praising the Lamb of God for all that he is and all that he's done and all that he's doing and all that he shall do in our lives. I am so grateful to be alive and to be here. Praise the Lamb of God after a very strenuous week in Louisville, Kentucky at our international conference with the Full Gospel Baptist Church Fellowship. As we went forth in intercessory prayer daily, I tell you, people of God, there's nothing like prayer and the works of it. What an awesome assignment, but what an awesome God we serve. We also witnessed, praise the Lamb of God, a historical moment at our 20th year celebration as Bishop Paul S. Sylvester Morton, praise the Lamb of God, appointed our new presiding bishop that will take over in the year 2015, which is Bishop Joseph Walker at the Mount Zion Church in Nashville, Tennessee. and we rejoice in the Lord at the decision of our presiding bishop. Praise the Lamb of God, knowing that the will of the Lord is being done. And so we continue to follow, continue to pursue, continue to support, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, as the Lord does what he wants to do to us, the consummation of all things. Our God is God. It's Testimony Tuesday. Praise the Lamb of God. And, of course, there's a lot to testify about when you consider how good God has been and what he has done in your life. Praise the Lamb of God, just across a week. If you have nothing else to say, you can say he woke me up this morning. He started me on my way. Praise the Lamb. And it's evident he is awakening you every morning. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He has awakened you and clothed you in your right mind. If you're able to dial a number and listen to a radio show or to cut on your computer and go on Facebook and other things, pay bills online, get out and do what you do, the Lord is good. Praise the Lamb of God. And it's something to share with somebody else about how good our God is. I love him today, and I know you do too. Praise the Lamb of God. Those of you that's listening to my voice via the internet, you're welcome to call in and be a part of our live studio. That number is area code 646-564-9818. Area code 646-564-9818. Praise the Lamb of God, and you can be a part of our live studio. I am so happy for a staff of people, praise the Lamb of God, our administrators there at PSM, and my chief administrator, Angel, my daughter, who handles the ministry at the church for us. I'm just so grateful for people who can carry on and allow me, praise the Lamb of God, to do the international work that I do. Plus, on top of that, praise the Lamb of God, allow me a day of rest or so that I can revive myself. I'm sure you're hearing my voice. That prophet has been preaching, prophesying, laying hands, praise the Lamb of God, and doing all that God has called me to do. Yes, we preached twice Sunday there at the Truth Church. Then we went out to Bishop Murphy, our pastor's church, in Pontiac, Michigan there, hallelujah, in Mount Moriah on Walton Boulevard, and we ministered there Sunday night for their ordination service of ministers. Praise the Lamb of God, who was being promoted to elders. And what a wonderful time we had. Their souls came to Christ. Oh, my goodness, people recommitted to their callings and things of that nature. And we're just excited about what God did. I'm going to tell you a little bit about both of those messages, praise the Lamb of God, during the show today so that you can be blessed also. Praise God. But this is what I want you to do. Because, you know, I missed a couple of days last week, and some people may not think we're here. So I want you to reach out right now, touch a neighbor, touch a friend. Yes, and tell them that the prophet is on the air. Tell them that I'm here, I'm here, I'm here. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm in the studio. I'm healthy. I'm well. Little fatigue in the voice, but that's all right. I'm going to minister again tonight at the Truth Church. Tonight at the Truth Church is going down, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, right there at Silvery Lane and Ford Road and Silvery Lane, praise the Lamb of God, in Dearborn, Michigan. It's going down 5 blocks west of Telegraph on Ford Road at Silvery Lane. It's going down tonight at 7 o'clock for our power. I want you to be there. If you can make it, praise the Lamb of God. We're focusing on the impartation of spiritual gifts, the activation of your spiritual gifts. Yes, we are. Praise God. And people are being blessed. People are coming out. People are doing, praise the Lamb of God, and entering in to the various aspects of the spiritual giftings, hallelujah, that God would have them to be operating in. And I promise you, boy, it's a delight and a joy to find out, hallelujah, oh my goodness, just what God is doing, praise the Lamb of God, in this season in your life, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, and what he wants from you, what he would have you to do. It is an awesome thing, and I want you people of God to understand just how much Jesus has invested in you, praise the Lamb of God, in order for these gifts to be deposited in you. What an awesome God, what an awesome God to all of my sons and daughters. Praise the Lamb of God from around the country. God bless you today. God bless you today. I love you. I love you. And I love even you. And Papa miss you. Papa miss all of his spiritual children. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. From the radio show and things of that nature, I miss you all so much. Facebook page, I miss you all so much. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But the call on my life demands me to do a little bit more, praise the Lamb of God, than the norm. And I thank God for that calling. I really, really, really pursue that call because this is what God has asked me to do in this season. And I'm going to do what God has asked me to do. I don't want to just sit out and rust away. I want to wear away in God. Hallelujah. I want to wear away, praise the Lamb of God. I love you. PSM, I love you, TCA. I love you. I love you, my sons and daughters. Hallelujah. I talked to Adam and through inbox this morning. Praise the Lamb of God. And God is working a wonderful thing for him. Hallelujah. Encouraging him down in Ghana, Africa. Have to undergird my son. Praise the Lamb of God and cause, hallelujah, some things there to work for him. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness, people of God. And remember, if you ever want to give to the Ghana ministry down in South Africa, you can go to our website at PSMINTL and make a donation so that we can continue to work on the building of progress. They're in the building, worshiping, praise the Lamb of God. Of course, when you build something new, there's always things you want to put in that building, praise the Lamb of God. We've already raised money towards the doors, praise the Lamb of God, and new windows and things of that nature, because they just cemented the windows because they didn't have the money for them, but they had bricks. So we want some sunlight to be able to shine in it just like it shines in the church that you attend. So you can do that at PSMINTL.org, praise the Lamb. Hit the donate button, and you can donate to that, praise the Lamb of God. The next thing is, hallelujah, you don't want to forget the gathering. I got to go through this now because I've got a feeling in my belly here, praise the Lamb of God, that something is going to break on the show today as we go into our testimonies and things of that nature. But you want to be ready for the gathering. Those of you on Facebook page, you can go to our event page, and you will find it there, so you can just push the button to say you're coming. You can go and look at the information. You can register, praise the Lamb of God. The classes are online at our website so that as you register, you can choose the class that you desire to take so that we can have you allotted for, praise the Lamb of God, that class and your instructors and things of that nature. We're going to have a marvelous time in November 6th, 7th, and 8th. Praise the Lamb of God. Another week has rolled around. I hope you have put your money in your cans and your accounts, in your jars, in your banks, in your piggy bank, so that you will have your $1,300 for the gathering. I'm doing it, people of God. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm doing it. I'm doing it. I'm doing it myself. I'm encouraging everybody to do it. All you have to do is count the weeks. Praise the Lamb of God. The first week in the year, you should have put a dollar in that can. Praise the Lamb of God. The second week of the year, $2. The next week, $3. So if this is the 22nd week of the year, then you should put $22 in that can this week. Praise the Lamb of God. And you would have, you know, praise the Lamb, by the end of the year, November, $1,300 or better. There are some of us, praise the Lamb of God, who say we don't have no money, praise the Lamb, but we are so wasteful. We waste money. We stay in restaurants. That's wasting. Praise the Lamb of God. Because what you pay for a meal in a restaurant, you can probably buy at the grocery store. If you cook, praise the Lamb of God, at home, you could save a lot of money. Some of our restaurant bills is way over $500 a month. We need to cut them down, praise the Lamb of God, tremendously. It's back to taking bag lunch to work, get you some lunch meat, some bread, some spread, some little bags of chips or something, and take your sandwich with you every day, praise the Lamb of God, and watch how much money you save across a month by staying out of the restaurants for lunch, then going through them fast foods every other day or so with our children. Praise the Lord. I'm just trying to help you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But to get to the gathering, to be there, and to enjoy what a time is going to be. The registration is on the page at psmintl.org. My God, it's Testimony Tuesday. I am excited. I know, praise the Lamb of God, there's some people on here who have testimonies that they want to share, praise the Lamb of God. But just before we go there, let's, praise the Lamb of God, enter into our prayer mode today. Praise God. I'm going to ask one of my intercessors, if you're here, to push one, praise the Lamb of God, someone who wants to volunteer for us today, hallelujah, and pray for us. Praise God. We would be awesomely grateful for that. Praise God, hallelujah, as we go to the throne of grace. Hallelujah, the opportunity is here. Oh, my goodness, here is my one of my chief intercessors here. Praise the Lamb of God. Bertha Pruitt, how are you today?
I am glorified today in the Lord.
My God, and I'm happy to be able to hear your voice. I know you have a testimony for us. Praise the Lamb of God. And I think I'm going to let you pray first and then get a testimony, because I think when you get a testimony, you might run away from us. We may not be able to find you. You might be out in the street somewhere, running down the street, and they have to grab you. Hallelujah. So we're going to let you take us to the throne of grace now, and then we'll come back and share with you, praise the Lamb of God, concerning this powerful and awesome testimony that you want to share with us today. Come on, Bertha, take us to the King.
Most holy and everlasting Father.
Hallelujah.
Gracious Lord, Savior, Holy God of Israel, we come now, O God, asking you to forgive us of all of our sins, known and unknowing. God, we ask you to forgive us of every evil thought that we have thought that we did not know of. God, we ask you right now, as we examine ourselves and search our hearts and our minds, God, take out everything that is not of you so that we can enter into the Holy of Holies, oh God, and bow down before you at your throne of grace and mercy. As you incline your ear to our prayers, oh God, that you will not only hear them, Lord, but that you will move quickly and answer them. Father God, we just thank you right now for all that you have done and all that you are going to do. Father God, we thank you that you are a God that does not lie. But whatever comes out of your mouth through your prophets, God, is performed and it manifests. We thank you that your word is holy.
Oh.
We thank you that your word is true.
Hallelujah.
God, we thank you that your word is life. And oh God, all we have to do is walk by faith and not by sight to receive the promises and the blessings that you have commanded to be released unto us. God, we thank you for healing the sick and the shed in today. God, we know that there is no sickness, disease, or infirmity, or affliction that the enemy sent on your people that you cannot cure. And God, we thank you that you are the healer. God, we thank you that you're sending your salvation into the jailhouses, oh God. We thank you that you're sending the ministers and the prophets into the jailhouses, oh God, to snatch those souls that are lost, to call them to repentance, and to turn and serve you. God, we pray now for every nation, oh God. You said to cry out and to spare not, to let them out of heaven, the trumpets out of violence. Oh God, to show your people their transgressions, and the house of Jacob their sins. God, we are the house of Jacob. And oh God, right now, we ask you to release a revival of repentance in the land. God, you said that every knee would bow, and every tongue would confess.
Hallelujah.
If they repent and turn back to you, they yet have life and hope in you, oh God. And we ask you to do it right now, God. Stretch forth your mighty hands over the nations, oh God, as the wrath of release your angels around us to encamp around our dwelling places. Keep us safe, oh God, through the trials, oh God, through the storms, oh God. Let us have the victory, so we know we already won triumphantly. Oh God, let it manifest in the earth.
Right
in the name of Jesus, we lift up your prophet, oh God, that you have found favor with. God, the apple of your eye, your calling, singing son, we ask you, oh God, to continue to re-strengthen and renew and revive his spirit, oh God. Restore, oh God, everything that he pulls out, give it back to him double. Oh God, as he going to snatch the soul, God, of hell. Oh God, we ask you now, get the angels be around him, Michael in the front of him, and Gabriel behind him. Let no harm and danger come to your dwelling place. Cover him and his children, oh God. Keep them safe, oh God, through the storms, oh God. Give him peace, oh God. Oh God, put a shield over his eyes, his ears and his heart, that he will not hear or see the naysayers, but that he will walk triumphantly in every assignment that you have assigned for him. God, I lift up the intercessors right now, oh God, and their families, that you will cover us, oh God, as you always do, but strengthen us, oh God, as we go about doing your business, standing in the gap and snatching those out of darkness. God, you snatch our loved ones out. Oh God, call them into the kingdom. Save them and sanctify them. Fill them with your Holy Ghost, that they'll be kingdom disciples, and they'll do what you have called them to do, oh God. And oh God, we give you all the glory. Trust us to eat them, oh God. Oh God, continue to restore this church, oh God. Let the souls come running. What must I do to be saved? God, let them turn to me out of worship and serve the true and the living God. Oh God, we just thank you. We glorify you. We magnify you. And we give you all the glory. Continue, oh God, to endow us with your power. A new fresh anointing. A fresh clear word. Oh God, that we'll be all that you have called us to be in these last and evil days. And we'll want glory, O God. Be born witnesses for you. And we'll forever give your name the glory, the honor, and all the praise that you are so worthy of. And we ask these things in the name of our Jesus Christ, your Son, and our Redeemer, Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank God. Hallelujah.
Oh, glory to your name, God.
Praise God. And honor, Father. Thanks to you.
Jesus, we worship and adore you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God.
Oh, bless your holy name, God. Bless your name, God. You're worthy of all the praise, Jesus.
Awesome, God.
Oh, God, we glorify you. We glorify you.
Lift up your head, O ye gates.
Hallelujah.
Lift it up, ye everlasting doors.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
King of glory.
Thank you, Lord.
And with the King
Hallelujah.
Of glory, the Lord, strong in
battle. Thank you, God.
In battle. He is.
Thank you, Lord.
King.
Thank you, Lord.
Lift up your heads, ye gates. Ye lift it up. Ye everlasting door, and the
glory
shall
glory
to the Lamb of God. We give him praise, honor, and we give him glory today.
Thank you,
Jesus, for all that you are, all that you do, you're doing. My God is an awesome God. Hallelujah, oh, gracious God today. What a mighty, mighty, mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. For his presence today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Oh, God, thank you, Lord. We worship you, Lord.
And we are here, praise the Lamb of God, praising God for all that he is and all that he has done for us. And I want you to know today, praise the Lamb of God, that even the prophet has testimonies of the goodness of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Down in Louisville, Kentucky, even as we were going, the Lord blessed us in a way, praise the Lamb of God, that we didn't have to worry about, praise the Lamb of God, any of the expenses that were set before us. The Lord made ways for us, hallelujah, through the generosity and the love of the heart, praise the Lamb of God, of people. And I thank God, hallelujah, for every was done to the prophet and for the prophet. I released the prophet's blessings upon everyone. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I thank God. I do. And then, praise the Lamb of God. Bertha, when we get there, I promise you this. I go to the front desk, and I stand there, and my room is not ready and all of that. So, you know, one side of me wants to raise Cain. The other side of me, spiritual side, say, be at peace. I said, okay, God bless you, you know, and I just waited around. Then they told me one time to come. I came back. Room wasn't ready. I said, no problem. Thank you so much. The lady said, you're so nice. I said, you all are too. I know you're trying with this overload you have. I came back the next time, the same lady, the room wasn't ready. She said, you know what? I am going to bless you today. I'm going to upgrade you at no extra. She said, I'm going to give you beyond a suite. We have what we call apartments in here. Oh, my God, Bertha. I had a laundry room. A laundry room, Bertha, with a full washer and dryer, full stove. I'm not talking about like at the Residence Inn, people of God. I'm talking about this place, apartment, was an apartment. It was really an apartment with pots, pans, everything you want. A kitchen big enough to put a table in to seat eight people. And a living room, a dining room set in there, praise the Lamb, that could seat 12 people. The living room furniture and stuff could seat at least 12 people, sectional sofas, large screen televisions. It was an L-shaped corner room. So, you know, the windows was wrapped all around it with the view of the bay. All of that, my God, plush everything. Plush everything. Then I called down the room service, praise the Lamb of God. They messed up my order, and they had to give me free room service. Then the telephone line was up in the room. The manager called up and said, because of what you've been through, I was talking to Dana, the young lady that waited on me, and she told me, just seemed like you've been through so much. All your room service is free this week. And your parking is free, which is another $30 a night. Your parking is free. Everything is free for you this week. Praise the Lamb of God. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Let me tell you something, people of God. Favor is not fair. Hallelujah. But it works for the saints of God that trust in Him. I had a room like Bishop Morton. Couldn't have had no better room than I had up there. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I'm telling you the truth. Overlooking Indiana and looking over Louisville, Kentucky. Looking at two states at one time across the bay and the bridge. Hallelujah. I tell you that nobody can do these type of things for you but
God.
Is the Lamb of God. So I give him praise, honor, and glory. Hallelujah. And for safe travel. Come on, talk to me here.
Hallelujah.
Safe travel. Praise
Lord.
The Lamb of God. Traveling grace.
Hallelujah.
You think I don't give him praise for it? Yes, the prophet
yes,
does.
Lord.
Hallelujah. I know I can drive. My goodness. But let me tell you something. Some people can't. And tires
Amen.
Blow off cars and trucks and all kinds of things can happen. Praise the Lamb of God, but our God kept us and brought us back and let us preach the gospel until folk walked down the aisles. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Surrendering their life to Jesus Christ. And I thank and praise God for Well, I can talk all day just about the conference. My God, the way God's glory in the 6:30 a.m. prayer sessions that we had. Praise the Lamb of God that we was able to minister with our team, praying for people, prophesying, laying hands. Praise the Lamb of God. And then our class period, we had eight classes going on in one room. And I was able to preach in that class of about 300 people. Praise the Lamb of God. I preached in that class Friday. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Then we had our 24-hour prayer room going, and that room was the size of a banquet hall. Yes, it was. Over in the Hyatt Hotel, we were able to set up the Ark of the Covenant and all of that kind of stuff, and prayer stations, the Wailing Wall, all of these things was there at the conference, open to the saints 24/7 during the conference to come and pray. Throws were on the floor, sheets and pillows for them to come and lay out before God, sleep in there if they wanted to. It was an awesome, awesome time. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Then the new appointment of our presiding bishop, who will take over in 2015, Bishop Joseph Walker of Nashville, Tennessee, there at the Mount Zion Church, the largest church numerically in the state of, praise the Lamb of God, of Tennessee. So we thank and praise God for all that went on. But you want me to tell you what I'm really rejoicing about, Bertha? When I got back, praise the Lamb, I finished ministering and everything. I laid down to sleep, and I smelt the sweet perfume as I laid in the bed praising God and thanking him for the day and for the strength that he gave me, because I know it was supernatural. Hallelujah. But, baby, let me tell you something. The fragrance of God. And when I smelt it and it went past by, I said, Lord, I know that was you. I know that smell. I said, God, can I smell it again? And he came back again. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And let me tell you something. My mother used to tell me, when you smell that, you're about to get a visitation. Praise the Lamb of God. Because he is near to you, and he's nearer than you think. Praise the Lamb of God. My mother used to tell me that. She said, you know, when you smell somebody that strong, they're close to you.
That's right.
That God's close to you now. I heard that in the spirit again. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Woo! What a wonderful Savior. What a wonderful Savior. I don't want to take up all the time testifying. We're going to let some others testify, starting with our own Bertha Pruitt. Let me ring a bell. Wait. Here come Bertha, y'all. It's Testimony Tuesday time. Come on, Bertha. Tell us what God done for you.
I just give God all the praise, the glory, and the honor. I tell you, I can't even express how I feel. It's like the fire is just burning deep down in my sanctified soul. Because on Saturday night, I couldn't sleep. I was restless. I was worn. I was battling. And it just felt like my body was just drained. I had been beat in the right side. And I could literally feel the pain. And I got to church Sunday morning, and it just got stronger. I called my daughter, and her phone was acting up. I couldn't hardly hear her. So I came on home, and I just began to pray and ask God to deliver me. Just take this feeling away from me. Take this pain from me, not knowing it was her. And her fiancé called me about 2 hours later and says, Ma, Tamika is in the hospital. They said she's had a mild stroke and congestive heart failure. And I just immediately went in prayer mode. And God revealed something to me in the midst of all of this. I wanted to get in mother mode and panic because this is my only daughter. And ever since she's been 8 years old, Satan has been attacking her body in some way. At 16, they said she had cervical cancer. God healed her. No cancer. And it just, down through the years, he's just been attacking her body, and she lays close to my heart. And I said, God, if I go in mother mode, I'm going to panic. But the intercessor rose. I'm like, God, this is another soul. I'm not looking at her as my soul, but I'm interceding for your soul. And now I'm finna get in the war mode, and I'm finna war against this thing. I said, what I need you to do is do a quick work for me. There's going to be no heart failure. There's going to be no residue left from a stroke. And she's only going to be in there 2 days, and she's coming home. She's home and resting.
Glory to Jesus. Bertha, I'm telling you, just as you're testifying, when I saw it on the page, and then I looked at my phone and you had called me, I said, my God. I went in prayer, praying for your daughter because I know your relationship with her. And boy, oh boy, did I get a release from God. And the Lord spoke to me and said, all is well with her and you will receive the report. And I put it on Facebook in the intercessors inbox before I talk to you. I said, all is well with Bertha's daughter. It's in the intercessor's inbox. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Because God has spoken. God has spoken. I believe God. Hallelujah. Then when I talked to you and you told me what was going on, I said, yes, Lord. Praise the Lamb of God. God is moving, people of God. Hallelujah. And let me tell you something. I am not going to rule out that she had a heart attack. Praise the Lamb of God. I ain't ruling that out.
That's right.
Was damage done? I'm not ruling that out. But what I'm factoring is God. Praise the Lamb of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That our God who can do exceedingly above all that we can ask and expect, I believe the girl is a miracle. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Because
I believe the girl is
a miracle.
And God performed that miracle for her.
Hallelujah.
Yes, he did. Praise the Lamb of God. To get her to the place, praise the Lamb of God, that she needs to be in this season. Because there's too much for her.
Yes, the heart failure. And when she came, when I got back there, she says, you tell Prophet Shakespeare, Ma, that all I can do is cry. And then I heard his voice, praise the Lamb of God. And I stopped crying.
Ooh, I felt the spirit when you said that. My God. Hallelujah.
You say, Ma, it's time for me to come back to Christ. And I said, God, I thank you because you told me, as I go about doing your business, you was going to take care of mine. As I snatched the souls of others' loved ones out of the pit of darkness, that you was going to take care of man. I believed his word.
My God.
And I couldn't lose my focus. I had to take the hit for her like I would anybody else. But I had to look at it as, this is not my daughter, this is God's child.
Jesus. Sometimes you have to give them over to God like that. Sometimes you just have to release into that divine Father's hand and say, this is God's child. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Boy, they rooting for you on the page. Come on, Mama Bertha. That's what they say. Ooh, not going in the mother mode, but intercessor mode. Oh, my goodness. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, because mother's mode could be a mode of pity and sorrow and all of that. But intercessor mode, that's a brand new mode there, boy. That's a mode that says, I'm going to pray and praise my way through this. And anybody else, praise the Lamb of God. I'm going to praise him. I'm going to praise my way through. My God, my God, my God. What an awesome God we serve. Praise the Lamb of God. Bertha, I am so happy.
And in 2 days, he was home.
Say what now?
2 days, I told God to be. 2 days, he's home.
She's home in 2 days.
Oh,
and not for observation. They kept her for observation.
That's all.
My God, I wish you could bring her to the church tonight. I would love to lay this big hand on top of that head. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We need to get her while the fish is hot, girl. We need to get that girl. Praise the Lamb of God to the altar. While she's hot, praise the Lamb of God.
Okay.
Hallelujah. And she know that she know that God has done something mighty special for her.
Yes, she does. Yes, she does.
Hallelujah. We give God praise today. Give
God, but God, hallelujah.
Give him glory. Hallelujah. And we give him.
Oh, yes, God. Yes, God.
What an awesome God, people of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I hope is shouting glory today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, if you have a testimony today, it may not be as strong as mine. It may not be as strong as Bertha, but God has done something, and you know God did it for you. You can push one on your dial, praise the Lamb of God, on your telephone pad there, and you will be in queue, and we will acknowledge you today, praise the Lamb of God, so that you can give your testimony. We serve a risen Savior. We serve an alive God. That's why our God do so many things for us, because he's alive. He's not a statue. He's not in a material element such as a cross. He's not in rosary beads. He's not in the statue of St. Peter or St. Paul or St. Jerome. He's not in, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, the wave of a pope. But what he is in, praise the Lamb of God, is in the midst of his children. And he's able, God, hallelujah. He's able to do what you think cannot be done. He is able to do, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, what seems like people as just a circumstance or if that was going to happen anyway. You will see, praise the Lamb of God, through your spiritual understanding, that nobody can do a thing like this, God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. That nobody can do this for me but God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, what a wonderful testimony. Testimony.
You
know, I stand in the gap, praise the Lamb of God. And I guess my faith really works in that area. Anytime I hear somebody had heart congestion or, congestion heart failure, because I had it, and the doctor told me it damaged, a great percentage of my heart. But I kept going back to the doctor, and I looked him in the face when he told him and told him, you are going to see a miracle.
Hallelujah.
And 6 months to a year later, I walked in that office, and he ran tests and said, I have seen a miracle. Your heart is 100% well.
Hallelujah.
Glory to the Lamb.
Glory
to Jesus. Glory to Jesus Christ.
My
God in heaven, God we serve. Hallelujah. He took me off the Coreg and all of that stuff. All of the blood thinners took me off the blood thinners. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Hallelujah. Nobody but God can heal the human heart. The human heart that told me can't heal itself. It's a muscle. Prepare itself. He told me. I said, but you're going to see a miracle. Because God wants this prophet. Long life. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
I'm just like your daughter, and you tell her, Satan has attacked this body many times. Every May, I was in the hospital. From about the age of 11 years old, I was in the hospital. Till I came out of high school, Satan attacking this body. But thanks be to God who gives us strength. And called
us
up to him. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Glory. Hallelujah. There is no God like my God. You find him. You find him. church woman. I want to meet the God. Hallelujah. Our God is amazing, children. Yes, he is. He's simply amazing. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And I tell it wherever I go, I'm not ashamed to tell the world that Jesus did it.
Hallelujah.
I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Is the power of God unto deliverance, to salvation, unto healing. Hallelujah. It is the power of God. It's the power of God. I'm not ashamed of it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. My God is an awesome God. Signs and wonders and miracles belong to us in this season because of him. And we're experiencing it. Hallelujah. And God said all you have to do is believe that he's able to do it. Praise the Lamb of God. You're going to see the glory of God. You're going to see the blessings of God falling upon you and yours. Praise the Lamb of God in this season. Hallelujah. Praise of God. And I'm shouting out to all of my children. Praise the Lamb of God. And my supporters down all over here, down in, praise the Lamb, Baton Rouge area, Louisiana. God bless you all. Praying for you all down there. Praise the Lamb of God. Our daughter Nicole up in Canada. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And others that live across the water in Canada, here in Windsor. We shouting out to you all today. Know that our God is watching over you. I looked at CNN and saw the plane crash. Praise the Lamb of God. The runaway train over there in Canada. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That looked like it was sabotage or something happened to it that killed those innocent people there. And oh my God, and those that's injured, we've been praying for them also. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Just looking, people, over down in California, Southern California, hallelujah, L.A., all of our listeners there, God bless all of you all today. Praise the Lamb of God. Thank you, Jesus, for our listeners and our supporters today. We thank God for all of you today. Detroit, hallelujah, Chicago, East Coast, West Coast, Mid-Atlantic, praise the Lamb of God, Midwest, all of you. I love you. I love you. I love you. And I bless you today. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for being with us. Praise God today on this show. This is Testimony Tuesday. Bertha just gave us a powerful testimony, and I'm waiting on yours. Praise the Lamb of God. I know that the promises of God are yes and amen. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And I know that we are being recipients of the blessing of the Lord in this season. Praise the Lamb. So don't be ashamed or afraid to share the goodness of the Lord. Put one on your dial. Praise the Lamb of God. And we will entertain your call in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Oh, boy. Praise God. Oh, here's one right here. Praise God. We got a caller. Area code 818. Your mic
good morning,
is
Prophet. Praise the Lord. How are you, Prophet? Good morning to all the listeners. This is Albertine in California. How are you?
Good morning, Albertine. How are you doing today?
I am blessed. Thank the Lord. Just blessed.
Hallelujah.
Just blessed.
God.
It's good to hear your voice, Prophet. Praise the Lord. It's so good to hear your voice.
I tell you.
And I pray that your conference and everything, I prayed for you throughout the conference, that everything went well, and I heard your testimony, and that was powerful. Praise the Lord.
I just have a quick
testimony, because I know so many callers trying to get in, and I don't want to hold the line. But it was, Saturday night? Today's Monday, too. Saturday night, I worked all day Saturday, so I was really, really tired. And my son wanted to go to their friend's house up the street. So they got dropped off their friends, but they needed a ride back. So it was like about 1 in the morning, and they was ready to come home. It was my youngest son and three of his friends. So my 18-year-old, he came to wake me up, but I was really tired. So he says, well, I'll go pick him up because I know my mom is tired, but he only has a permit. He doesn't really have a driver's license. So he went maybe about 15 minutes away from the house. It's literally 15 minutes. So something told me to wake up, and I went in the living room to look for them, and I was like, where did my son go? So I kept calling him. My youngest son answered the phone. He says, Mom, Isaiah just picked us up. We're okay. So I says, well, you guys, please be careful because, you know, he doesn't have a license. So then I called back 15 minutes later, and Tajay said, Mom, we just got pulled over. So then I said, oh, my God, you know, the first thing I can think of, they're going to take my car. They're going to put my kids in jail. I'm in a lot of trouble. Oh, my God. So finally the police got on the line, and he says, well, we pulled him over because he had a taillight, and we just want to make sure they get home safely. So not only did the officer talk to me, he escorted my kids home and made sure they got home safely and then told me the taillight was out and then pretty much offered to fix it. Now, normally in California, that doesn't happen. If you get pulled over, you don't have a license, you have a taillight out, they're going to impound your car, and possibly the kids can go to jail or they would have made them. But it was just favor from God. Not only did he escort my kids home, he told me you have well-behaved, well-mannered kids. These kids are very good kids. I just wanted to make sure they wasn't joyriding, and I wanted to make sure they got home because they're good, respectful kids, and this is where you go get your taillight done. It was nothing but God. It was just favor.
Albertine, you know, that's what makes the difference also, the godly intervention and mediation on our behalf and touching the hearts of the police and what have you. But the same thing is that we must make the conditions, praise the Lamb of God, so that God can do that. Now, if the children had got pulled over and then they was jumping out of the car trying to run or acting crazy, you know, when the police, well, no, I ain't got no license, but you should, you know, and rebelling, but the credit to you and for the Lord to intervene is their conduct was mannerable. They conduct themselves like Christian children and gave the proper reason why they were out and where they were going. And favor fell. That's favor. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Because normally they would have took the car, they would have made them, took them to jail or took them home. He said your kids are so well-mannered and so well-behaved. They were perfect gentlemen. They were cooperative. So he said, I'm going to make sure they get home safely. He escorted them home. And then he talked to me outside and told me, your children are so well-behaved. He's such a good gentleman. But it also, another thing is that now he's up today on his way to the DMV to take his test so he can complete it to get his license. So that also shows God is telling you, you need to get your license.
But we want also to see that God is showing you the prophetic anointing that's upon your life, that he awakened you out of sleep to intercede.
Amen.
Don't overlook that now. Praise the Lamb of God. Mm-hmm. And if God did that, let me tell you what, Abertain, everything you're praying about, God is hearing you.
Amen. I received that.
Hallelujah.
I went to church the next morning, me and Kim. I took Kim with me, and we went to church and just, I mean, man, it was amazing. And the Lord just keeps telling me, just speak miracles. Speak miracles, miracles, miracles. Just ask
miracles.
For favor and
miracles.
Hallelujah. Miracles.
Hallelujah. Praise the
Lamb
of God.
That's my prayer this morning. That's my prayer for this ministry. This is my prayer for all the listeners. Miracles. Just miracles. I pray miracles.
Praise
over
God.
The line.
Yeah.
Miracles,
God,
favor from
God.
Favor, not favor just from me, but favor from God. Miracles. Speak miracles. That's what I'm asking God for, and for this ministry and for all the listeners. Miracles.
Just miracles. Father, we thank you for this testimony, for Bertha's testimony, even mine, Father, thus far. Hallelujah. And we say to you today, Father, let the miracles continue. Let the favors continue.
Yes.
Let the oil run down on all the listeners, on all of the members of PSM. We want them to be recipients of your presence and your power.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You showing up and showing out. Hallelujah. For your love is more precious than rubies.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
your presence more than diamonds, Father, than wealth, O God, your love, O God, upon your people. Thank you so much, Father, for your love today. In the mighty name of Jesus, who is the Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Boy, oh boy, what a testimony. Praise the Lamb of God. The lines are open for you, people of God. If you push one on your dial, praise the Lamb of God, we will hear your testimony today. Albertine then set it off. Bertha then set it up. I opened the door for it. Praise the Lamb of God. It's on. It's popping. Here we are. Praise the Lamb of God. Push that button. Don't be ashamed of the God that you serve and share what God has done for you. All you do is set yourself up for another miracle. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. An awesome God we serve. Thank you, Albertine.
Thank you, Prophet. God bless you and love you.
Love you too, dear. What a wonderful God we serve. Praise the Lamb of God. What a wonderful God, Bertha. Praise the Lamb of God. You know, I've been preaching and ministering, praise the Lamb of God, to the church about accessing God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And I've been really, really dealing in the area of, praise the Lamb of God, accessing God. Hallelujah. To get more. Sunday I dealt with accessing the glory. Praise the Lamb of God. Accessing his glory. Hallelujah. And I'm going to share that with you all as soon as we get a break. But we got a testimony, a caller here. 630 granddaughter call.
Good morning, Prophet.
Good afternoon, dear.
How are you?
Yes, we're blessed today.
That's wonderful.
How about yourself?
Oh, I'm better than I have been, I can tell you that.
Well, praise God for that. Hallelujah. What you got to share today? I know you got to share something with us.
Well, I did. I called in to share my testimony. I just thank God that God just keeps on doing what he said he was going to do for us. And my testimony is that, you know, of course, we're all having financial difficulties, you know, in debt and this and that, and, you know, and we're looking for ways out. But I just thank God that I was approached with his business, Five Links, 3 times. And, you know, each time I was just, like, real skeptical about the business. But the third time, it was something that drew me to it. And I told God, I said, God, if this is where you want me to be, then you make a way for me to get in this business. And the guy that approached me, you know, it all fell into place. God made a way where I got in for a third of the portion of the fee that you get in. I got in with people that have made it, that's retired from the business, and he put me in with Christian people. And every day I'm on the line talking to them, and they're helping me. And I just thank God because I know this is where he wants me to be. Not only is it for me and my family, but it also is a business where it helps the church bring in revenue. It helps everybody. You know, it's not just if I get paid, then that's it. But when you come in, everybody is getting money. You know what I'm saying? It's financial. And it's a way to be financially free. It's not a hard business, but it is a business. And I thank God that he put me here because even as of today, just 1 week, I got people in already. So I just thank God, you know, that he showed me a different way that he wants me to bring in financial revenue for the kingdom building because it's not for me. It's for the kingdom building. And I just thank God that he put me in a frame of mind where I can receive what he has for me.
My God.
That's my testimony.
Well, praise God. Hallelujah. You know, I joined Five Links some time ago myself, praise the Lamb of God. And while I was working it, the Lord told me, you can't do this.
Okay.
That's what he told me because of of the attention I was given to it was taking me away from what I'm doing right now in the other stuff.
Right.
He had a different track for me to be on, but I know a lot of people that have entered into that, and for the most part, all of them that I know have been prosperous doing it. So we encourage you, daughter, to do what you do. Praise the Lamb of God, and we count it a blessing on your life. Hallelujah, and for
Amen.
The kingdom. Thank you,
Amen.
Jesus, the Lamb. Hallelujah. Thank you for that, baby. We got another caller. Hallelujah. Erico 832. Your mic is hot.
Hey, Prophet, it's Stephen.
Hey, Stephen, how you doing today?
Good. Hey, I need a little favor from the Lord on tracking something, but my girlfriend left her cell phone Friday at my house before she flew back to DFW, back to Dallas. And so I sent her phone back. I had put insurance on the phone, and I did it 2 to 3 days shipping. But I forgot to put a tracking number on, and I'm just asking God that it would arrive safely back in her house, because I kind of feel bad. She feels bad, too, but I'm asking God to show me where the phone's at and that it's going to arrive safely.
When did you mail it?
I mailed it Friday in the morning.
And it's only Tuesday. She'll probably get it today or tomorrow. Don't worry about it. Who did
yeah,
you mail it to?
I mailed it to Grapevine, Texas, Dallas area.
I mean, who did you use to mail it through?
United States Postal Service,
mail. She'll get it. Don't worry about it. You're worrying about nothing right now. Just praise your way on through that. You're worrying about nothing.
Right. I have a praise report. Prophet, it hasn't completely gone away yet, but God is moving in my behalf about my case. And just like a hurricane that's kind of like a Category 5 or a Category 4, God downgraded everything. She's starting to, the district attorney's trying to give, she's offering, to lower or drop to drop everything. And at first she tried to, say that, she would offer deferred, that I would have to earn it, But I can sense that God is moving already, because it went from where she offered 7 years to where she's offering deferred, and that I wouldn't be convicted in all this, and to where all of a sudden he's softening her heart, and she's like, well, maybe I really need to call the mother and really get, hear the story. And so my biggest prayer is, God, when she calls this lady, that she's like, oh my God, I've been caught, like I'm in trouble, that she would see the lies.
Okay. Well, praise God. Well, the Lord said he's going to work it out on your behalf, and it's evident God is doing in that. So we rejoice in your testimony today that God is a God in the courtroom. God is a God in the hospitals. God is a God everywhere, anywhere, at any time. Praise the Lamb of God. There is nowhere that he is not. There's nowhere that his voice is not heard. Praise the Lamb of God. Our God, if you go to hell, you'll find him there, David said. I make my bed in hell, he'll be there. Hallelujah. If I fly to the utmost parts of the earth, he'll be there. There is nowhere where he's not, and he's able to manifest himself where he is. And I'll tell you this, Stephen, he's in your life. Praise the Lamb of God. He's in your life, son, and he's manifesting himself. But don't worry about that telephone, man. That's a waste of energy and time. Okay?
Okay, Prophet.
All right, and continue to rejoice in the Lord, and we'll continue to pray for you.
All right. I'll talk to you later.
All right, be blessed. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, praise the Lamb of God. Stephen can call in. Praise God. We thank God for what's happening in his life. We've been working with him for a long time. Praise the Lamb of God on that court case. Praise God. If you're here, you want to give your testimony, praise the Lamb of God. Push 1 on your dial, and we will entertain your call today. Praise the Lamb of God. Boy, oh boy, what an exciting morning that has taken off for us here. I was in the midst of talking to you guys about accessing the glory hallelujah, of the Lord and prophetic people. Praise the Lamb of God. This is one of your type of messages because, excuse me, in 1 Corinthians, praise the Lamb of God, not 1 Corinthians, forgive me, in Chronicles, 1 Chronicles, praise God, this is recorded where David, praise the Lamb of God, found that the glory of the Lord or the Ark of the Covenant was in Obed's home, and it was in the land with Obed, and Obededom is his name, really, praise the Lamb, we just shorten it to Obed, but in his home, praise God, prosperity, healing, peace, and everything else good broke out because of the ark, because it, the Lord was with him. The glory of the Lord was with him. I share with my people that, praise the Lamb of God, the glory of the Lord is up, is him himself, praise the Lamb of God. You must understand this. It's not what he's wrapped in, it's his essence, praise God. Hallelujah, and that's why God does not share his glory with another, praise the Lamb of God, or allow anyone to glory in his glory, praise God. But God does glorify his children. Hello, somebody, praise the Lamb of God. But you must know how to handle the glory of God, praise the Lamb of God, just because it's his very presence. Understand that now it's his very presence that you're dealing with. So when they went to get the ark, praise the Lamb of God, and many of you know the story, how they put it on an ox cart, which was desecrating it, praise the Lamb of God. It wasn't supposed to touch the ground or nothing else. They're supposed to carry it on their shoulders up high on poles. Then when they hit a stone and it rocked and the man and the soldier touched it, he dropped dead for touching the Ark of the Covenant because it's not supposed to be touched by nobody but the Levites and the priests. And so the result in was David sent it back, said, no, we're not ready to bring this in because God has broke forth on us in a negative way and killed this man because there's something we are doing wrong. So he had the priest and what have you to research the ark and research the laws of Moses, praise the Lamb of God, and the Levitical laws concerning the ark, and they found out the proper way. Everybody say the proper way. The proper way to handle the glory. Praise the Lamb of God. There is a proper way to handle the presence of God. Now, watch this. We already know to get in God's presence. We know praise, worship, this, that, and another. Praise the Lamb of God. But the Lord spoke to me and said that many of his people are coming into his presence, praise the Lamb of God, and they're satisfied, being satisfied with just presence. They're being satisfied with just his spirit, filling his spirit, praise the Lamb of God, which is a part of him but not him. Hello, light bulbs, praise the Lamb of God. Watch this now. Watch this now. There's a lot of us satisfied, praise the Lamb of God, coming into the presence of God, looking for those elements and things that his presence brings, peace, joy, happiness, contentment. We feel better. Praise the Lamb of God. Healing, strength. We feel better when we get in the presence of the Lord. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. When we praise and worship, when we go into the Word, when we spend time in prayer. But we're seeking God, praise the Lamb of God, for these symptoms that go along with being exposed to his presence. Hallelujah. Then there's many of us who are seeking God, hallelujah, for gifts, whether they be spiritual or whether they be tangible, for paying bills and things of that nature. And God says, watch this, people of God, there are very few people who are seeking me for me. There's very few that's coming into my presence asking me for me. They want the gift instead of the gift giver. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And so accessing God has to become, praise the Lamb of God, a pursuit of ours, praise the Lamb of God, as we understand what his presence is about, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, and how to get into the presence of God. But accessing God is a whole different gamut, is a whole different ballgame. And I know a lot of people don't like this kind of teaching because now I got to go beyond the veil, and I don't want to go beyond the veil. I just want to get the symptoms and the elements and that comes from being around the ark, but I don't want to deal with the ark. I don't want to touch it. I don't want to have to be responsible and accountable for God's glory. Praise the Lamb of God. But I'm finding out more and more that there's so many of us, praise the Lamb of God, that's missing the fullness of God, hallelujah, in our lives, praise the Lamb of God, until even those of us who are prophetic, we find ourselves in a mode where we have to chase after God to get him to speak to us. We have to go into a tongue and this, that, and another. But the presence of God, the glory of God, should be on us in a way, praise the Lamb of God, that all we have to do is fellowship with the God, praise the Lamb of God, and his glory that's in and on us to the extent that it's almost like, praise the Lamb of God, talking to somebody that's sitting next to you. That you can access God, praise the Lamb of God, just that quickly, just that readily, and vice versa, that you don't have to talk to God for God to talk to you, because he's a very present help. He's right there, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. There's a lot of us people of God, prophetic people, who have not yet, praise the Lamb of God, pushed our way into the presence of God on this level. And this is what I'm sharing with you today, praise the Lamb of God. If you can bring yourself, praise the Lamb of God, to that purging place so that you can be that living sacrifice, hallelujah, that the Apostle Paul talks about. A sacrifice, praise the Lamb of God, had to be prepared. It had to be cleansed. It had to be inspected to make sure it didn't have any blemishes, any defects, yeah, any infection, praise the Lamb of God, when it was being offered up unto the Lord. They wanted the best offering. They wanted the best gift to be given to God. So our purging, praise the Lamb of God, has to be on behalf of God for this reason. I'm talking about if you want to access God now, praise the Lamb of God. A lot of us are satisfied accessing the storehouse, but we're not pursuing to access God, praise the Lamb of God. We just want the door open for us to get what we want out of the storehouse from God, praise the Lamb of God, but we don't want God. And that's like, praise the Lamb of God, children coming to their parents' home, praise the Lamb of God, always to get something and never to get their parent, praise the Lamb of God, to say, come on, let's go to the movie. Come on, let's do this together. Come on, I want to take you to dinner. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We must change the face of our pursuit. Hello, somebody. We must change the intent of our pursuit. We must change the reason why, praise the Lamb of God, we live in integrity, hallelujah, and while we live, praise the Lamb of God, in a sacrificial mode, we must know that we're purging and keeping our hearts pure, our minds pure, our spirits pure. Watch this now. Because we are the temple, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, of the Holy Spirit. We are the ark that God desires to rest in. Now watch this now. The presence of God didn't come upon the ark and leave and come upon the ark and leave. The presence of God stayed there. Praise the Lamb of God. It was always there. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. It never left, and it's still there. Praise God. It's still in the ark, upon the ark. Praise God. That portion of God that's deposited there was able to speak, hallelujah, to the priest when they went behind the veil once a year. It was able to give them directions, revelations, inspirations, theophanies, epiphanies, and all the rest, because they were in the very presence of God. We know it was so crucial to them in their purity, in their sanctification, that they tied a rope around their waist with bells on the end of their garments, so that if they tarried there too long, someone on the outside could pull it to make sure that they were still alive. Because if they went back there wrong, they died. Now, I'm giving you the prophetic warning. Praise the Lamb of God. You got to be careful how you handle God's presence. When you get to glory, praise the Lamb of God, you got to want the glory to live with you. This ain't something you want, oh, the glory of the Lord was upon me. Oh, it was and then it left? No, you want it to stay upon you, praise the Lamb of God. You want the glory to be upon you like it was on Moses. Hallelujah, praise the Lamb of God. Now, in pursuit of the glory, in accessing God, we must understand something. There are levels and degrees of this. And I've shared this sometime a long time back, praise the Lamb of God. And, of course, a lot of the teachings overlay because of, praise the Lamb of God, the way Scripture is, to give us an analogy that will help us, praise the Lamb of God, in our growth and our development. But watch this, people of God. When Moses went up into the mount, praise the Lamb of God, watch this. He walked up into the burning bush. There was no cloud there, nothing. It was just a bush burning. His first time. God spoke to him out of that bush. We all know that, right? Praise the Lamb of God. Initiating, praise the Lamb of God, the exposure. Initiating the access, praise the Lamb, hallelujah. Now, we know it's God's will for us to be in his presence because the Scripture teaches us this. We know it's God's will for us to access him and desire him, praise the Lamb, because the Scriptures teach us to seek his face, hallelujah. Watch this now, and a lot of you ain't going to last because I know, praise the Lamb of God, teaching is not what you come for. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. But teaching is what you're going to get sometimes. Watch this now. Hallelujah. When Moses continued to come into the presence of God, hallelujah, Moses grew wiser. He grew stronger. Praise the Lamb of God. And until the presence of God, the glory of God came upon him in a way that he couldn't get it off. The people had to, praise the Lamb of God, cover their face to look at Moses' face because of the brightness of his face, because the glory of God rested upon Moses' face. He was exposed to God. Now watch this now. I want you to see this. When God came to Moses and told him, said, tomorrow I'm coming down the mountain, praise the Lamb of God, and my glory will descend down this mountain. I'm going to come down. He said, gather the children of Israel at the foot of the mountain, but tell them, watch this, people of God. I want you to see this. Don't touch the mountain. Because if they touch this mountain, I will break forth and destroy them. They are not qualified to touch my glory. Praise the Lamb of God. They have not sanctified themselves to touch my glory. Praise the Lamb of God, to be exposed to it. Tell them to stand at the foot of the mountain. Don't touch it. Watch this. He said, bring the Levites and Caleb and Joshua with you. And as Moses brought them on the mountain, when he ascended so high, the Lord spoke to him again and said, leave the Levites right here. Praise the Lamb of God. Don't bring them no further. Unless I break out on them and kill them. Because they ain't qualified to come all the way up. He said, now you, Caleb, and Joshua come up to the top. When they got to the top, watch this. He said, leave Caleb and Joshua right here where I've been meeting you at. Hello, light bulbs. Remember, there was no cloud by the bush. He said, leave them right here. Now you come on into this thick cloud that's here and come meet with me. Because I put this cloud here so it would not expose me to them and kill them, lest I break forth and kill them. Tell them, don't come near the cloud, but you come on in. Now, we didn't saw one with the people, two with the Levites, three with Joshua and Caleb, four with Moses, levels, praise the Lamb of God, of access to God. Now you got to ask yourself, where do you stand at the mount? Are you at the foot? Have you been permitted up into a level, praise the Lamb of God, of servitude? But in your service, praise the Lamb of God, you have not pursued to get into the top or the depth of where God really is. And then even after you're there, you still are satisfied with just instructions and directives, but you have not pursued God. This is what God asked Moses. He said, Moses, you've been faithful. You've done all my biddings. You brought the children of Israel where I wanted to. What will you have me to do for you? Moses said, show me your glory. I want to see you. I've never seen you. I've seen bushes. People of God, see, you cannot become satisfied with anything other than the total exposure of God to you. Hallelujah. You must continue to seek the face of God, praise the Lamb of God, until you see his face, until his reflection is in your face. Praise the Lamb of God. Moses said that I might know you. I want to know you. I want to see you. I've never seen you in all of these times I've been up and down this mountain. In all of these times I've been in your presence, I've never accessed you. Only that comes before you. Watch this. God says, I've heard your prayer. I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you time to prepare. Tomorrow, about this time, I'm going to come on the mountain. He said, and when I come, I'm going to take you and hide you in the cleft of the rocks. Hallelujah. And as I pass by, I'm coming myself. As I pass by, I'm going to put my hand in your face to cover your eyes. Because if you see my face, you'll die. And I'm going to show you my backside as I'm departing. But when you see that, you're going to see all of my glory. Not some of it, all of it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And only God and Moses know what all of his glory entails. The next day God did it. When Moses came down off the mount, that's when they needed sunglasses to look at him because of the presence of God, hallelujah, had came over him. God's hand was upon him, upon his face. And when he was exposed to God, it changed, praise the Lamb of God, the very face of Moses. It changed him totally, hallelujah, praise the Lamb of God, because he had accessed God. We as servants of God cannot be satisfied, praise the Lamb of God, on the periphery, hallelujah, of the throne of God or the presence of God, the very essence of God. We must seek God as prophetic people, because every level gives you, praise the Lamb of God, a greater understanding, greater insight, greater revelation, a greater ear, and a greater vision, praise the Lamb of God, of the prophetic realm. Now, brothers and sisters, I can't tell you that no better than I just did, praise the Lamb of God. But you must pursue the presence of God like David. David said, you know what? I don't care if it takes us the rest of our life to study this. We don't get this right. Then when it was revealed to him how to get the ark, he said, there's a prescribed way. Y'all better listen to the prophet. You ain't gonna get God any way you want to. There's a prescribed way, praise the Lamb of God, to access God, to get this ark, to bring it back into our presence. So he goes, and they go by the formula of the word of God, hallelujah, which is obedience, which is faith. And they brought the ark back. David built a tent, and he exposed the people to the ark of God. You read it, praise the Lamb of God. I believe it's there in the 14th chapter, 1 Chronicles. You read it. Praise God. When he exposed the people to the ark, they were healed. There was peace. There was no lack. All of them became wealthy, a whole nation. Let me tell you what's wrong with America. Uh-oh, somebody that already screamed it, praise the Lamb of God. We're not exposed to God anymore. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We have walked away from God. The light of God is not in our face no more in America. Other countries don't fear us because of the presence of God and the prosperity that once was on America because of the prayers of his people. Because this whole nation was a praying nation. Because this whole nation was a church-going nation. Because this whole nation was trying to live by the word of God. We are heathen nation now. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We've lost the scent of God. We've lost his spirituality. We've lost, praise the Lamb of God, the face of God in our face. And now we are compromising his word. Hello, somebody. Now we are compromising the word of God. Now we are playing games, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Manipulations and lies with our people. The government is fraud. All is backwards and upside down because we have lost, praise the Lamb of God, the essence and the presence of God. But it's going to take some real people who understand and heeding, praise the Lamb of God, to the craving in your bosom to seek God's face, to get into the presence of God until you get him. And that exposure will spill over on your children and your children's children. Praise the Lamb of God. that exposure to God will bless your life forever. Praise the Lamb of God. Just being exposed to God. Hallelujah. Some of us are not going to make it because all we want to do is be exposed to televisions, internets, telephones, telepeople, telemarketing. We don't want to take the time to get into the presence of God and stay there until his presence become our presence. Hallelujah. Till we hear his voice clear as a crystal, that we're not doubting or second guessing when we're hearing God speak, that we know his voice. Praise the Lamb of God. We must pursue God in this season. Every prophetic son and daughter that's listening to my voice, hallelujah, go after God. Go beyond the veil. Go knowing the veil has been rent, and you can go and get access to the presence of God to the extent that favor be on you. Hallelujah. And it'll be on you so until can't nobody stop it. Can't nobody do nothing about it. When one door closed, three are open. Favor be on you so. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. To healing, deliverance will be in your house. Favor be on you so. Because you're seeking the face of God. Because you have found that precious jewel. When David recovered the ark, you all know what he did. He started dancing. He started praising God until his wife got upset with him. His wife became so upset with David because David danced out of his clothes and ran through the streets naked. He was so happy to get God back. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, I can't wait till somebody get happy about possessing God. Hallelujah. We get happy about possessing cars and homes and happy about money and this and jobs. And when will we get happy about possessing God? When will we get excited? Praise the Lamb of God. That I've got Jesus. When will his relationship with us become the great relationship, the greater relationship, and no relationship greater than his? When will we speak to him in the morning? Praise the Lamb of God. When, hallelujah, will we commune with him upon our beds? When, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Will he be like water to us? When, praise the Lamb of God, will he be the bread on your table? When will you eat him daily, drink him daily, thirst for him daily? When, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, will you desire to access God on a level? Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. I want to drop that in your spirits today, that you can access God, every one of you, and you can do it without a preacher. You can access God. Hallelujah. Once you receive the gospel, you saved and been filled with the Holy Ghost, you can access God. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name. That's the truth of God's word. Error code 818. 818, you push one, your mic is hot. Tammy? All right, praise the Lamb, no one's there. All right, praise God. People of God, I wanted to give you this because it blessed me and it's blessed our congregation so much on this past Sunday. Praise the Lamb of God, as I came home from Louisiana, and I was in such a heavy anointing all week in the intercessory prayer ministry, praise God, with Bishop Murphy and the rest, and being in the pastor's division and what have you, praise the Lamb of God, as we shared that with the intercessors. Let me tell you something, people of God, hallelujah, there is a price to pay, hallelujah, if you want God. You're going to have to pay the price of purging. You're going to have to pay the price of persisting, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, in pursuit of him. And you're going to have to pay the price of sacrifice unto the Lord, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. And I promise you, people of God, you're going to have God's soul until you're going to know, and he's going to allow you to know every step you make. You ain't going to be believing and thinking it. Going through doors, he's going to be talking to you. On your way in, he's going to be talking to you. On your way out, riding down the streets, he's going to be talking to you. Praise the Lamb of God. And he's going to show you that you have him. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. He's going to prove it to you that you have me. And I'm greater than anyone can be against you. He's going to allow you to know, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. If you got me, you got it all. You're going to understand that and know it, hallelujah. He will go before you and make easy and successful your way, as well as be your reward. He will have your back, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. All right, we still have time for some testimonies here. All you have to do is push one on your dial and give your testimony today. My God in heaven, what a wonderful God we serve. God is here. God is here. Praise the Lamb of God. If only we would access him today, share our testimonies of the goodness of God, what he has done in your life, what he's doing in your life, even what you're anticipating him doing. Praise God. Just push one on your dial, and you can access, praise the Lamb of God, me today, and we will expose you to the rest of the world that's listening. Hallelujah. I thank God again for our listeners, especially those who come on every day and be present here, hallelujah, with us, and then also those who come on at night and other times and listen to the archives. You've just been such a blessing to us, and I just want to say, God bless each of you, hallelujah, for being here with us. Tonight at 7 o'clock, we will be at the Truth Church, praise the Lamb of God, inside Harvest International, right there on Ford Road at Silvery Lane, five blocks, praise the Lamb of God, west of Telegraph Road. Right there, we will be there in service tonight. For our power, and you are invited. Praise and worship will go forth. Intercessory prayer will go forth. The prophetic word will go forth. Impartation and activation will go forth. All we need is your presence. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And we're ready to minister to you and bring what the prophetic word that God has over your life. All you have to do is make your way, praise the Lamb of God, to of that place, hallelujah, and I promise you, you will not regret, hallelujah, coming in to the Truth Church with us. It's been an explosive time, praise the Lamb of God, every Tuesday night, no matter the numbers, high or low, the presence of God has been full. Come get you a dose of him. Come, praise the Lamb of God, and be a part of our service this evening at 7 o'clock. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. What a wonderful, wonderful God we serve. My God. Our God is doing some wonderful things, people of God, around the world for his people. And you're going to see the manifestation of this, praise the Lamb of God, as you continue through the months and weeks. Praise God. I'm telling you. when Bishop Neil Ellis came forth with his word on Thursday night, which was not televised, but he preached on Thursday night, praise the Lamb of God, people of God. You're talking about confirming everything I've been telling you all by the word of God concerning this year, concerning the promises. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Because the second half of this year, praise God, some of you you're going to finish this year strong because of the promises of God that's manifesting, praise the Lamb of God, in your life right now. You are a promise keeper. God is a promise keeper. Praise the Lamb of God. And as sure as the Lord lives, you watch and see how he blesses you. Praise the Lamb of God across these next few months. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. You watch how the door opens for you. You watch how opportunity knocks. And as it knocks, hallelujah, it's going to be a blessing on the other side of that door just for you. And you're going to receive that blessing. Praise the Lamb of God. People of God, I'm going off early today, about these 15 minutes. Praise the Lamb. There's no testimonies in queue. Hallelujah. I've given you a powerful lesson today. And the reason why I'm going off is to rest my voice for tonight. You all hear it. Praise the Lamb of God, the raspiness in it. I'm going off so I can rest my voice, so I can minister tonight to those of you that's coming to the Truth Church. Boy, oh boy, what a wonderful show this has been. I love you guys, praise God, and I'm looking forward to being with you tomorrow, praise the Lamb of God, on Worship Wednesday, right here, praise the Lamb of God. Pray for us that the Lord will strengthen us continuously to do his will. I love you, and I bless you. Here's Angel.
The clay, my life I give to you in worship.